Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! On today's podcast, we have Ronit joining us from FepiBox. I can't wait for you all to hear about this fantastic product, her fantastic company. We are going to talk about language learning, raising global citizens, travel, and more. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so, so excited for this conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Yes. So I'm originally from Venezuela, South America. I grew up in a house that we spoke three languages. You know, growing up, I didn't see that much of an advantage because everyone spoke Spanish, you know, in Venezuela. So I spoke Spanish in school and with friends. But then I came home and I had exposure to other languages. Fast forward, I moved to the United States 21 years ago. And it was when I came here that I realized that really knowing another language opened so many opportunities for me. And I started to understand really the importance to know another language. This is from the immigration point of view. More interesting, of course, it's the traveling because, you know, the more you travel and the places you get to know every language, every country, really, it's a world of opportunities and perspective. So, yeah, so I came here to the United States 21 years ago and I started to work in entertainment, what I like to call edutainment, which is education and entertainment for kids. And very fast, I understood that there was an important, I would say, market for bilingual products. There are a couple of, if you go and you search, you can find books and music in Spanish, but you rarely find products that are bilingual, you know, that has both languages. And I make that point because if you're coming from a monolingual home, it's really hard for you to expose kids or to learn another language by yourself. You hardly will see a mom picking up a book in Spanish if she doesn't know the language.
Yeah.
So I realized that if I make the product bilingual, I'm not only talking to those bilingual families, I'm talking to those monolingual families who really want to expose their kids to a second language. And they understand the importance to expose them since they're young, but they don't have the resources or their tools to do it. So this is really how I started to think about FEPI. What is interesting is I was looking for a name for this product and FEPI is Feliz and Happy. So it's really to showcase the importance of bilingual, but also the importance to raise happy kids, which is at the end of the day, what we all want to have happy children on the world.
Yes. So on your website, you sell different types of products, subscription boxes, things like that.
Yes. So what I realized is that to raise bilingual kids, first of all, you don't have to be bilingual to raise bilingual kids. So this is something that I wanted so much for people to know. I have the resources. You can expose your kids, but you really don't have to be bilingual. So I realized to expose kids to a second language, it has to be by repetition. It's a progress. You realize that language another language is not from day to night. So I decided to create a subscription box to give the resources to families that can receive every month a box. So it's like the full recipe. You don't need to go out to look, to search. Everything is curated and ready for you to receive directly to your home. So this is really our main product. Although we sell some books separately, our main product is a subscription box because we believe in the power of repetition in terms of learning another language.
I love that. That's so important. And I really love you don't have to be bilingual to raise a bilingual child. And to your point of it's so much easier to learn a language when you're young and to be able to introduce Spanish as they're growing up.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, when the word, every time we see the word, there's less borders with internet and with globalization. Language is more and more important because you don't live anymore in a country with a fence you know, you live in an open world. So expose them and to give them those resources and to give them the tools to learn another language is really important, not only because of the language as it is. I always make the comment that, you know, we have Google Translate and we have it on our phones and our computers, but to know another language, it goes beyond the words. It's more the meaning. It's to know the culture. It's how people think. When you go to a movie and you watch a movie in another language, yes, you read, we all read the captions, but if you're able to understand the language where the movie is, you can grasp other aspects of the movie, of the culture, you can understand better. So for me, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and it's so true. I just returned from Morocco, and having keywords like shukran, which is thank you, salam, which is hello, it connects you with people. And like you're saying, my girlfriend who I was traveling with has basic French skills and they speak French in Morocco, and she could even more connect with people. And granted, most people speak English now, but it just makes such a difference.
To give you a good example, a couple of years ago, I went with my family to Croatia, and we really didn't know any words. You know, we spoke English. And we sat in a restaurant next to a couple, and the couple said, listen, you guys need to learn this phrase. The phrase, it says, we love Croatia. I wish I remember. I need to ask my kids. But they say, we love it here. It's so beautiful. That was, you know, the sentence. You say, every time you get to a place, you say that. People feel that you're really enjoying this place and they're going to be nicer to you. And we started to say it as a family. And it was true. You know, even when you travel to another place and you show that you make an effort to speak their language, they feel good about it. They're more welcoming.
They really are.
Yes.
It does. It just makes a difference. I love how you talk about play-based learning that takes the mystery out of bilingualism and the ways that you guys are in a, you know, fun and creative ways, making it easy. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. So something that I learned, not only as a mom raising my own kids, but also watching other kids interact, I realized that when you learn while you have fun, the learning, it's easier. You don't feel it's like work. You don't feel it's homework. You get to absorb the information really on a fun way. So for us, it was really important to develop all their content so kids will learn while they have fun. So everything that it's in the box is designed to be fun. So the stories are fun stories, are full of humor and values, but always with a twist. So you can always, you know, end the story with a smile. And every activity that it's in the box and every game, the idea is we took very traditional games, memory, dominoes, bingo, we converted everything into bilingual, but those are fun games that while you're playing, you're getting to repeat the words that you learn, and you learn and you don't realize you're learning because you're really having fun. So this is really important for us. We didn't want to create this box to be like more work for parents. We really want it to be like a vehicle to connection so parents can have like a connection. You know, let's read this book together. You know, we're traveling. Let's take it on our backpack. Everything is so easy to, you know, to take with you. So you have really opportunities to have fun and you learn. At the end, you remember more things while you were having fun, while you were laughing or where you were enjoying more than when you were sitting in a classroom. So this is really what we took into account when we designed everything in the box.
I just had on the podcast recently, Stephanie, her company and website is Consistently Curious. And she and her family, her little girl went to the Dominican Republic. I think she's 4 or 5. Her daughter started picking up some Spanish. And so they got home and have now decided that they're going to learn as a family. So this product would be great for them. You're piquing their interest, sparking an idea, and then it can become a fun family activity, which is really cool. So I also love how you said language connects us with other cultures and it opens doors.
So as we said before, knowing another language is not anymore like a privilege. Knowing another language these days is really, I would say, a necessity, because the world has no boundaries. And I love when people ask me, you know, what's your mission? I say to raise the next generation of open-minded global citizen, because it really opens your mind when you know another language, when you are able to visit other countries and to see how people live, what people eat, how people behave, really, it really broader your perspective of the world. So, yeah, so definitely, I think it's one of the biggest advantage. They used to say, you know, knowing another language has cognitive advantages and multitasking and memory. All that is totally true. But these days, I will add another important layer, which is professionally, you have much more opportunities when you know another language, when you are able to understand someone from another country. So for me, that's really fascinating.
It is. And it's so true and just going to continue to be amazingly true. So you have three kids?
I have three kids. Yes. I have a 20, an 18, and a 13 years old.
How many languages do they speak?
So they speak two very well, the third language more or less, but two very well, Spanish and English very well. It's hard sometimes. So we tried at home to speak them just in Spanish. We live in an English speaking country, but that really helps them, you know, to know that at home we speak Spanish helps them a lot to keep the Spanish.
Right. And then as you travel, they can use that, which I think must be unbelievable, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We, as I said before, we're from Venezuela. It's a beautiful country to visit. I'm sure you haven't been there because it's kind of scary now. But since we haven't been able to go back, we as a family, we say, let's go to every other place that we can expose them to Spanish. So we've been going to a lot of places in Latin America. And it's, as you said, you know, for them, it's amazing because you get to a country and you say, you know, I can understand and I can speak to people. So yeah, it's been great.
And one of the things that you were talking about with the kids is how much they value those trips.
Yeah, we were talking the other day and we were trying to remember what we gift them, one of my kids, when for their birthday, and we couldn't remember. It was definitely, I gave them something, but we couldn't remember. So they don't remember the material things, but they will never forget a trip. And we make always an effort to learn some words from that country and to try the local food. So their best memories are from traveling. And not only because it's vacation, but also as a family dynamic to share time together, to learn together. Because when you go and you visit a new place, it's new for the whole family. So we all learn. And actually being younger, they pick things faster than us. It's really a learning experience for all of us.
For everyone. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I know it was so good to get back outside of the country, you know, and be able to experience another culture. I mean, you can have amazing experiences in America.
Yes.
Absolutely. I had never been to Morocco. And so to go somewhere new, how mind-opening it is,
yes,
for you is just incredible. So on that note, are you guys planning a big trip or is there something on your wish list?
So Japan, Asia is on our wish list. It's a totally different country, language. We hope to be able to coordinate now that everything is starting to open up again. But yes, even though that's on the wish list, we're happy to go anywhere else new, but just to visit new place. And as you said, it can be even inside the United States. But I always encourage my family, let's go to somewhere we haven't been. That uncomfortable situation that you don't know makes you grow so much. Sometimes it's fun to go to the same place. And I appreciate that comfort, that uncomfortable situation to where are we going to eat and what do we eat here and how do we stay and where we're going to stay really makes you grow.
And giving that to children, helping them develop those kind of skills at a young age is a real gift, like you said, and it's something that they value and remember and will benefit them their whole lives. So it's fantastic. So Ronit, tell the listeners where they can find more about FepiBox and follow you.
Yes. So FepiBox, you can go to our website, which is fepibox.com, and Fepi's with F-E-P-P-Y. It's come from Feliz and Happy, fepibox.com. And there you can browse our different options. We have month-to-month subscriptions, and we also have prepaid packages if you want to pay a one-time payment and receive the boxes 3, 6, or 12 months. Every box, as I said, comes with an original book, games, activities, a link for a bilingual song. So you can listen to the same words that you can read in the book, but with very modern rhythms and Latin rhythms. So you have reggaeton and merengue and salsa, their traditional songs. One thing that really distinguishes what we do and connects with the idea that you don't have to be bilingual to raise bilingual kids, that each of the books, although the books are physical books, you have a code, a link so you can listen and watch an audio video book in Spanish or in English. So if you really don't know how to read Spanish, this is for you, because you're going to play it and you're going to listen to the right pronunciation, and you can read it in English for your kids and you can listen into Spanish. And as I always like to say, the magic of bilingualism happens when you listen to something in both languages and you start to click. So this is really, for me, this is like the magic. So on our website, you have all our options and our email is there. If you have any question, you can always email and we'll be happy to answer. And on social media, we're at FepiBox on Instagram and on Facebook. So you can also follow us, and we always share tips and ideas and news.
Yeah, I love it. Instagram has some really great ways to just integrate language learning into what you do. So go check out FepiBox. And muchas gracias for joining us, Ronit. I really appreciate it. It was just so lovely to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And can't wait to see you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits.